You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Going on an adventure can be something that we lose as we get older, and the world becomes more familiar. We've got families to look after, we've got work, bills, worries. Life can get in the way sometimes. But not for Roy. Roy is a partially sighted blogger who has been blogging about his adventures and challenges for the last year. I'm so happy to say that Roy is here joining us today to chat about that. Hi Roy, thanks for joining me.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
So which came first, the adventures or the blogging?
Oh gosh, I think the adventures started when I was a teenager, and the blogging came when I decided to put words down as part of making me feel better about life.
Was that the reason that you started blogging then? Was it for an outlet for yourself?
The story is quite romantic. My son, for my Father's Day present, set me up with the adventure of where we walked every mountain that we could do across the UK and Scotland. And part of it was to set me up with a website with Brian Monroy, with a view of it helping me, helping him look at my life, really. I have funny tales everywhere I go, which is part of being partially sighted, I think.
And do you feel like it has helped you to get things written down?
Immensely. I've got in, if you use WordPress as your tool of choice, I've got about 15 drafts that I've written that I should never post. So those moments when you think you're having a bad time, just put a few words down. It helps. And then you can reflect back on them a few days later and just think, yeah, I was in a dark place that day. Or not. Some days I've written really funny stuff that I can't put out there because it might not be funny to somebody else.
We'll keep them secrets for now. Do you think that writing for a lot of people can be an outlet? I mean, I know that a lot of people find going out, maybe not on adventures, but going for walks and being out in the outdoors can be really good for people's mental health as well.
Totally. I think once you can put your words on a piece of paper and have them down forever, if that's what you need, and then you can forget them. Or in the case of when we did what we call the epic expedition, we look back and read through it as a family every now and again and remember those good days.
Almost like a photo album, but in words.
Absolutely. Yeah. The photos tell a thousand tales, where the story, it's what it is. It's how you feel at that moment. As I say, I write, reflect, and then respond. I don't ever write and publish, although, you know, that allows for a few grammar issues. But I think it gives you a chance just to sort of like go back on that moment. We're very quick, I think, this day and age to think everyone is holding on to bad memories. But if you can put the bad and the good on paper, although it be virtual, I think it just helps you just get over that moment and move forward.
So in terms of adventures and holidays then, I know you've done lots of things over the past few years, some of them for charity, some of them for pleasure. What has been, if you had to pick a favourite, what's been the number one trip or adventure or challenge that you've done recently?
My favourite all-time adventure is the one that we did 2 years ago when we climbed the mountains of UK. My daughter, who at the age of 20-21 drove us from North Devon right the way through the UK up to Ben Nevis, that has to be the best part of memories. The moment I go back to is sort of like looking at how we all were in the car. It took us 7 days to walk the hills and the three peaks, the Yorkshire three peaks and the English three peaks. And we made good memories out of that as cheaply as we could, as we were doing it for the RNIB. The RNIB supported me when I was in that turmoil that you get when you leave the opticians, when they say, oh, by the way, I think you're going to go blind. So that they helped me. So that was my way of helping them back. So it was a good memory, many blisters and tears, happy and sad. So that has to be my best, although 7 days is a long time to commit a family to. I've done shorter walks. I did a lovely one along the Cornish coast for Mind, which was mental health related. And we had the worst rain I've ever had in my life, but we came out of that one absolutely soaked through. And then about an hour afterwards, we were in the local pub in Cornwall having a beer and a giggle about, why did we do that?
That's always the question. Why did we do that? Do you think you prefer the walking aspect or the fact that you get in to spend time with people that you love?
Oh, the latter, for sure. I think spending time with, there's no, or there should be really, no distractions when you're on a walk, other than the map, the compass, perhaps, if you could see it. But it's that part where you can sit with people and have a chat about what you did. I did a group expedition quite a few years ago with a group of friends along Hadrian's Wall. And that was just fabulous. And we all talk about the day that we got to an area early and went and spent the afternoon in a spa, rather than how hard it was to walk. So it is nice to have those memories.
Absolutely. What would be your wise words to someone who, like many people, like many of us, has lost that sense of adventure as they've gotten older, but they really want it back? What would be your sort of wise words or piece of advice for them to get back out there and get back into that adventurous spirit?
I would say find a friend that is keen to walk with you, that's of like-minded, and start off with small journeys. For some people, a walk to the bus stop is a challenge. So do that and catch a bus to somewhere new. That I'd say is the best part.
And Roy, where can we find out more about you and read some of your blogs about all your adventures and your different challenges?
So back to my son, Ollie. He set a website called blindmanroy.com. And anything related to Blind Man Roy is tagged through social media, the pictures, some of the videos as well. But that website is my go-to place, or join us on Facebook. So look for blindmanroy.com and you should find some of the stories. I try to write at least one adventure a month, but recently with a change of job and lifestyle, I'm now living in two places of Devon for work, so I don't really have the time, but hopefully I'll get back. I've got lots of drafts.
Well, fingers crossed, he'll hear some new stories soon enough. Thank you so much for joining us, Roy.